Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIU Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today, another all-music program. We're jumping in our musical time machine once again, and this time traveling back to the year 1963, a year which contains quite a few interesting and very compelling film scores. And we're going to begin with a score from composer Nino Rota. His memorable music written for Federico Fellini's film 8 and a Half. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
And what a fantastic score from composer Nino Rota, written for the film 8.5. A good way to kick off the program today as we continue spotlighting music from the year 1963. It was a particularly prolific year for composer Jerry Goldsmith, who we'll feature a few different times on the program today, and we'll kick off with a score for the film that won Sidney Poitier an Oscar, Lilies of the Field. Take a listen. Music from Lilies of the Field, written by Jerry Goldsmith. Of course, much of that score based around the old hymn Amen. We continue now with composer Henry Mancini and his very entertaining music for the film Charade.
Thank you.
Music by Henry Mancini, written for Stanley Donen's Charade. Next up, composer Elmer Bernstein provides us with this spare but memorable score for the Paul Newman film Hud. Take a listen.
Thank you.
Music by Elmer Bernstein, written for the film HUD. Next up, another score written for a Paul Newman movie. This is Jerry Goldsmith's The Prize. music by Jerry Goldsmith, written for The Prize. Next up, we move on to composer Bernard Herrmann and his score for Ray Harryhausen's Jason and the Argonauts.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDverdict.com. We're featuring music from the year 1963 on the program today. Next up, yet another effort from composer Jerry Goldsmith, a fascinating but unusual score written for a movie called The List of Adrian Messenger. Enjoy.
Thank you.
music for The List of Adrian Messenger by Jerry Goldsmith. Moving along further into B-movie territory, we offer a score from composer Ronald Stein, written for a film entitled Dementia 13. Take a listen. Music from Dementia 13, written by Ronald Stein. Interestingly enough, that movie directed by a young Francis Ford Coppola. Moving along to the Wild West and composer Alfred Newman's grand score for How the West Was Won.
My family and my friends.
Music, written for How the West Was Won by Alfred Newman and quite a few other folks. Of course, a number of American folk tunes included in that score, but Newman's the one who put it all together, and he did a very fine job indeed. We'll conclude with another selection from composer Nino Rota, who opened us up with 8.5. We'll finish off things with his score for Lucio Visconti's The Leopard, one of Rota's more underrated scores, I feel. And a nice way to cap things off on the program today. We'll be back with more next week. I hope you'll join us then. Until that time, take care. We'll be back at you later.